Back on Texans Huddle here at NRG Stadium. Patty Smith will rejoin us in just a few moments. The big story of the week, Ryan Mallett is now the starting quarterback of your Houston Texans. And I had a chance to catch up with the head coach, Bill O'Brien, about it in this very room.
Yeah, I made a decision to make a quarterback change. We're going to go with Ryan Mallett as our starter. It's not a reflection so much of how Fitzy's played. Fitzy has really worked hard to do the things that we've asked him to do. It's more of a reflection of, again, like I said, pointing towards winning, helping us win, putting us in the best situation to win. And this is a position change that I think will help us in that way.
Coach, obviously big news with Ryan Mallett now your starting quarterback. And being the bye week, how does this affect preparation and how you get him ready for his first start?
Well, I think it gives us time. And he's prepared every week like he was going to be the starter. You know, that's what I've observed. You know, that's one of the reasons why I made this decision, because here's a guy that's come in here and worked really hard every week since the day he arrived here to prepare himself to play. So, you know, we have a little bit of time here. He's not going anywhere during his time off, and he'll be here preparing and getting ready to go.
We've seen how Ryan has taken some sacks. He does have that mobility, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Right. Now, Ryan Mallett seems to not have as much mobility. Will the ball come out faster and that sort of thing? What are you looking for?
Well, it has to. You know, we can't sit back there and hold the ball. And, you know, we have to block better up front. That's what I just said to the media. You know, we've got to make sure that everybody around the quarterback position plays better. It's not a matter of pointing the finger at one guy. It's more about this is the decision that's best for the team, but also everybody around has to play better. So, you know, the line, the tight ends, the backs, we all have to block better. We've got to run better routes, and the ball has to come out a little bit quicker.
You said in your press conference you're not looking for everybody to necessarily sign off on a decision like this, but you clearly want the support of the football team, and you feel like you have it.
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you have 63 guys in there, you know, 53 on the active roster. You're not going to satisfy everybody. You try to make the best decision for the team, and you know, in the end, you hope it works out. I think that what I've done is I've spent a lot of time observing, watching a lot of tape, really thinking about this decision and the days that we've had here, and I feel like this is the best decision for our football team.
Other priorities that you have during this bye and as you get ready for the next game against the Browns?
We've got to continue to develop our younger players. You know, we're going out there today to really work hard with our younger players, the guys that haven't played a lot in some of these football games. And then the other thing, the priority is to get healthy. You know, so the guys that have played a lot of football, let's give them some rest and condition them a little bit, but make sure that they're fresh when they get back here getting ready for Cleveland.
You and your staff, you came together last January as everybody came into the organization. Have you gelled chemistry-wise as a coaching staff as this process has undergone?
I've been happy with the staff. You know, I think I don't think it's always been easy. You know, both systems are new for some guys. You know, some guys have never been in our offensive or defensive system. Some guys have never worked with me. I don't think any of that's ever easy. You know, I think that's a day-to-day progression. But I think at the end of the day, we've all kind of come together and understood, like, every decision and every call and every scheme that we run really has to point towards winning. And I think the guys have come together pretty well.
Now, when you look at the rest of the season, 7 games to go, there are a lot of opportunities out there, and it seems like this is sort of hitting the reset button with the bye, with the quarterback change and everything like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't look back. You can't look back. You have to think about the things that you did in the first 9 games that you need to really improve upon, but then you have to look ahead. And right now the focus is on Cleveland, a very good Cleveland team at Cleveland. It's going to be a very tough football game, but we've got to make sure that we take care of the things that we can control and try to get better at here over the next couple weeks.
What about for you personally? Do you take any time off? Do you unplug a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. I know Michael, my 9-year-old, has a couple games this weekend, flag football, Little League baseball, all those things. So I'll unplug, try to reconnect, but I'll be back to work pretty quickly.
Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thanks, Mark.
Obviously, with the change in quarterback, you knew the players would have plenty to say about the new signal caller.
Coach O'Brien did what he thought was best for the team, and would give us a good chance to win, you know, and we all support that, and we back Mallett to the fullest. We have a lot of confidence in him that he'll come in and get the job done. For us as a line, it doesn't really change much, except for the fact that we know we have to all pick up our game. I think that's just something that we're heading into this bye week focusing on more than anything, but probably particularly that he's a different kind of quarterback. He's a true pocket passer. We know that we have to really clean up our pocket more and give him room to operate.
I feel comfortable with both of the guys. I support both of them. Coach made a decision. it is what it is.
I didn't like it. I don't really agree with it, but I respect the hell out of Coach O'Brien as a coach. And, you know, it's a hard thing, especially with me at this point in my career, it's a hard thing to have to sit and take a back seat. I've been in this situation on both sides of it multiple times, and so, you know, I draw from past experiences a lot, and, you know, and getting put on the bench is never a great thing. But, you know, for me, it's all going to be about now being a good teammate and providing that support system, still continuing to put in the work. And really, you know, for a guy that hasn't played a whole lot of football in the NFL, trying to be, you know, the experienced guy that I am to help him out in kind of what I see and the things that I've been through.
I mean, Fitz is a professional. He's been on both ends of the spectrum in his career, and we've talked about it, and we had a conversation about it. It's not hard feelings. It's a coach's decision, and we're team guys, and, you know, we're going to do whatever OB asks us to do for the team because that's what we care about. I'm a passionate player. I'm passionate about this game. I'm passionate about my teammates. You know, I want to help my teammates win, and now I have a chance to actively do that in the game.
So we clearly have a lot to think about and talk about before the Texans take the field the next time against the Cleveland Browns a week from Sunday. Next, Patty's back. We're in the Hyundai Texans radio studio. We'll have some fun, among other things.